Korea as a foreigner, it's not really easy. So for Korea 101, we tend to introduce essential vocabulary, sharing tips, and of course, places to visit while you are here in Korea. Now, I know it's been tough because you aren't able to go to many places in the hustle and bustle parts of Seoul, but that's why we are taking you over to my neck of the woods.
오늘 마지막이니까요. 우리 동네로 갈게요. 포천으로 가겠습니다.
It's our very last episode of Korea 101, and I thought we'd make it a little bit personal and also, I think, a bit timely and relevant because there's not really a lot of people in Pocheon. So it's a relatively safe place to head over since there's not a lot of shoulders that you can bump into. But we want to head over to the northern parts of Gyeonggi province. Pocheon is located and surrounded by lots of different areas, lots of cities. Hwacheon, for example, from Gangwon province. And then you've got Gapyeong from the Gyeonggi province, located in the east area. And then there's Yeoncheon-gun, there's Dongducheon-si, which is where I'm from, and Yangju-si, which is on the west side, Uijeongbu and Namyangju on the south. So there's a lot of places that you can actually stop by as you head over to Pocheon. So first stop is the Hantanggang 주상절리 둘레길이라고 하는데요. 한탄강 is actually a huge river that flows all over the northern regions of Gyeonggi province. And there is this thing called the Hantan River Columnar Joint Surrounding Trail. It's kind of a hard, I guess, name to put it. But 그냥 둘레길이에요. 한탄강 둘레길인데. This is a course that was developed to help the border areas of Cheolwon in Gangwon province and Yeoncheon in Gyeonggi province and Pocheon in order to promote the value of the resources of the Hantan River. And I actually went over there and I was really surprised because it kind of looked like Jeju, it kind of looked like Hawaii, and kind of shocked that 화산 활동으로 만들어진 데여가지고 너무 아름답더라고요. 한탄강 all along Hantan River. There are places that were formed by lava and magma from the olden days of volcanic activity. And that's the reason why you'll have little beach-like, what would you call them, shores along the river. So it's really pretty to look out and even camp out and just play along the river. So the course, the official course, begins at 아우라지, 잠깐만요. 아우라지 베게 용암이라고 하는데요. It's a, well, I guess we'll talk about this place shortly after this, but it's a huge place that you want to head over. It's got this huge 좌상바위 같은 것도 있고요. It connects to 도감포, and the total length of this course is 27.9 kilometers. 하루에는 전체 보는 건 어려운 텐데요. Still a good pit stop if you want to just spend one day out in Pocheon. But you can see the surrounding scenery while you're taking a walk on the track, on the trail, which are historical sites from prehistoric times. And there are signs along the way that you can learn about even dinosaur fossils and things like that. But in any case, heading over now to the 아우라지 베게 용암, 아우라지 pillow-shaped lava. So as I said, it's made by the volcanic activity. 화산 활동으로 만들어진 이런 데여가지고 there's the pillow lava that refers to lava formed by the solidification of a round pillow as the lava meets cold water and the temperature drops rapidly. So this area was formed when the basalt lava, which erupted from Mount Ori in the Pyongang River of North Korea around the middle of the Cenozoic era. Sorry, a little history lesson for you guys out there. It came to meet the cold water of the Yeongpyeoncheon stream at the Aoraji on the Hantan River Valley. So usually pillow lava is produced when lava erupts from the deep sea underneath. But the Aoraji pillow is kind of rare because it was formed by the riverside in inland areas without association to the sea because you'd realize that Pocheon is landlocked. It's not by the ocean or anything. So that's an intricate little detail there. This lava was designated as Natural Monument number 542 in February of 2013 in recognition of its outstanding natural scenery and preservation value. The protected area is around 146,000 square meters. It's managed by the Gyeonggi province, which means it's super clean. It's really nice. So that also means you guys got to keep it clean. If you guys head out there and camp out there, since it is protected and it is free, that's the best part about this place. There's no charge to head over to these areas. You might want to take it upon yourselves and keep the area as spick and span as you've seen it when you came. It also belongs to the 8 scenic views of Hantan River. When you head out there, you'll see all the stopping points that you want to as you don't want to miss when you head over to the area. But in any case, that is our first two stops of Pocheon. Much to come afterwards. But first, here is First Aid Kit, Shattered and Hollow. I am in love, and we are heading over to Pocheon for our last segment of Korea 101. And it's my neck of the woods. It's my area. And I really want to tell people about it because there's actually a really good duck barbecue restaurant. If you are wanting to eat some jjangjap origui, you could look that up on, you know, your search engine and find the most, I mean, most delicious. They actually make their own salt. I don't know how that's possible, but a lot of gogi chips, a lot of meat eateries, grilled barbecue places are really tasty around Pocheon area. So you might want to head over there just to eat some good meat. But in any case, we are heading over to Sanjeong Hosu Dullikgil. Sanjeong Lake surrounding the trail street, so you would say. So people say that Sanjeong Lake is a well trapped in a mountain. And you can see from the name San, meaning mountain, and Jeong in the Chinese character means a well. When we talk about the sharp sign or the hashtag symbol, some Koreans say that it's the Uljeongja character because it looks really similar to the Jeongja in the Chinese character meaning well. But when you see the lake, the mountain becomes this huge high wall locking up the water, which makes this lake. It's a wide lake that is, I mean, incomparable to a well. I mean, if the well was, you know, meters and meters and miles long. But Sanjeong Lake is an artificial lake originally made to collect agricultural water. It was built back in 1925. I don't know how they did it back then, but much power to them. And there are several accommodations and restaurants around, so people visit there throughout the four seasons. And you can definitely enjoy a lot of rain, but also snow, apparently. I haven't spent the winter season up in Pocheon just yet since I've moved over in the summer. But any place that has Chun in the last syllable of their name, so Pocheon, Yangcheon, Dongducheon, it means that they actually get a lot of precipitation, a lot of rain, and there's a lot of water surrounding the area as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to the winter months. Hope we get a white Christmas. But in any case, recognizing such beautiful scenery, Kim Il-sung built a villa and enjoyed the lake around there. Isn't that a fun fact? It was possible because it was North Korean territory before the war. It's said that he planned the Korean War actually just there. That's an interesting point because there's a lot of places along Pocheon. There are the vantage point, the scenic vantage point where they have, you know, the binoculars where you can see just across the border where North Korea is. So it's interesting that now part of the territory that once was part of North Korea, where Kim Il-sung planned the Korean War, is now part of South Korea. But in any case, you can also walk on the Dullikgil, where it has a comfortable path that goes around the lake without any steep hills. So it's friendly for our elderly, and it's also good for just little kids to walk around and get some fresh air. Now, there are three courses, which are the Gungye, the Kim Il-sung Pyeoljang, the Kim Il-sung Villa, and Subyeon, the Water's Edge course, which, you know, whatever you choose, you'll end up at the same spot. So maybe you want to do one of them each day, each time you head over there, and get in some good fresh air, some good exercise while you're at it. Next up, we have the National Arboretum, 국립 수목원이 있는데요. 광능 숭무원으로 가겠습니다. The National Arboretum is up next. 국립 숭무원입니다. It's a national arboretum that has long been called the 광능 Arboretum. Back in the day, the 광능 royal tombs where King Sejo and his queen Cheonghee, the seventh king of the Joseon dynasty, were buried. And it's that's where it's located and have been managed as royal forests for more than 500 years. It was opened as the National Arboretum of the Korea Forest Service back in 1999. And it takes around 6 to 7 hours to actually tour this huge, vast National Arboretum. So it isn't necessary to decide on the route that you want to take in advance because you don't want to get stuck just taking 6 to 7 hours before you get back to your car. And it is also recommended to look around the indoor exhibition hall in the winter season. So even if it is too cold, there is a place where you can enjoy the history and the nature just being warm inside of the exhibition hall. The National Arboretum, it's not just a trekking course. It's a place where you can observe so many different types of plants growing everywhere. But if you look at the plants like you study them, you might get bored. So, I mean, might as well bring your phone along with you. Nowadays, there are those applications where you can take a photo and it'll tell you what plants that you're looking at. But in the winter, it is better to look around the greenhouse for orchids. It's a space where plants grow naturally in the south of our country that are displayed even in the frigid cold months where plants usually die. But you can also visit the Forest Museum out there, which exhibits a clear view of forest and forestry. You can look at samples of various plants as well as how trees are used in life. The Tropical Botanical Nature Research Center is located there about 500 meters from the forest. It's home to more than 3,000 species of plants that grow in the tropics. So if you are a huge fan of botanica or fauna or anything like that, definitely head over to the National Arboretum. And if you visit there, you might want to make a reservation first through the website as well. But that's our second step of Pocheon. We've got one more to go. But first, here is Taylor Swift, The Lakes. And we're back talking about the best places to visit in Pocheon. We talked about the National Arboretum. There are places that are formed by magma and lava. And for our final visit, we are going over to Komo Chosuji, Komo Reservoir, and the Komori Kapemal, which is the cafe village of Komori as well. So the Komo Reservoir is a beautiful lake that can be compared to Sanjeong Lake, which represents kind of what Pocheon is. You got to go to the Sanjeong Lake. It was also created in January of 1980 to supply agricultural water. It's obvious for people to gather around the scenic waterside, so restaurants and cafes were created one by one, and so people started to call this area the Komori Cafe Village. And people sometimes just come to enjoy the reservoir and to drink some coffee. Most cafes and restaurants are located on the side of the reservoir, making it just more of an attractive view to enjoy the area, just to soak in the entire water mountain views. And if you had a nice cup of tea or coffee or whatever with a nice reservoir view, you can walk along the trail around the Komo Reservoir, which offers the complete tour of the Komo Reservoir along the waterfront. It's around a 2.6-kilometer walk, so it's not that bad for a post-coffee walk or a post-meal walk. The entire section has a fresh wooden deck installed so that you can walk comfortably, and that's the best part of Korean Dulnekir is that it's not really hooked. It's not just dirt, but it's all made wonderfully so you can walk even on heels, which you see a lot of ajummas do. They'll just walk up Namsan with their stiletto pumps Always an impressive sight to see. But that is the last episode of our Korea 101. Hope you guys enjoyed our segment and our tours all around Korea. But we will be back next Saturday with an improved new season of, I guess, a new segment that you'll just have to be wait and be surprised till then. In any case, that's all we have time for today. If you guys missed out on everything, be sure to check us out on Naver's Audio Clip, Podbang, YouTube, and iTunes. Just search 한국어 천재. 마지막 곡입니다. One more chance. 카페에 앉아. 내일 봬요.